With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverink. News for Automotion, 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. A heads up, if your drive takes you through Wallaceburg, the Murray Street Bridge is open today, but it will be closed for most of the day tomorrow for balancing and testing. Municipal officials say the bridge will be shut down between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Wednesday. That will affect road traffic and pedestrians. It's just a one-day closure, though. A 15-year-old from Blenheim is coming back to Chatham-Kent with some more hardware after another successful indoor track season. Emma Negri recently competed at a U.S. National Championship event in Boston and placed third in her division, throwing a 20-pound weight 16.15 meters, just shy of her personal best. That bronze medal followed up a record-breaking performance from Negri at an Athletics Ontario U16 throwing event, then two more records in the U17 and U18 divisions, competing against athletes that are 2 to 3 years older than her. The Western Ontario Wardens Caucus is supporting the recently announced Keeping Energy Costs Down Act. That act, which was recently introduced by Ontario's Energy Minister, gives the province more power to determine who pays for natural gas hookups and over what time period. The Western Ontario Wardens Caucus, which includes Chatham-Kent, says the legislation will keep construction costs down while providing a practical approach toward a net zero energy system in Ontario. And Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has spoken with Haiti's now-departing Prime Minister about the ongoing political crisis on the island nation. The Toronto Star says a release from the Prime Minister's office noted Trudeau expressed concerns to Ariel Henry about the situation in Haiti while also emphasizing Canada's support for solutions that are led by Haitians. Henry, who has been barred from returning to his own country after traveling abroad, announced early this morning he would be resigning once a transitional presidential council is created. The Toronto Raptors are slumping. They lost their fourth game in a row last night, falling 125-119 to Denver. The Pistons won last night. They beat Charlotte 114-97. In the NHL, the Jets beat the Washington Capitals 3-0. In spring training, the Blue Jays beat the Rays 9-2. Detroit got by Houston 5-3. And a lot of moves in the NFL yesterday as the free agency window opens. The NFL Network says Minnesota has signed quarterback Sam Darnold to a one-year deal. That's after Kirk Cousins agreed to a four-year deal with the Atlanta Falcons. Mainly sunny today and windy with a high of 16 Celsius. A few clouds tonight, low 7. Sunny tomorrow and a high of 18. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.